Hey, good morning, and who is this?
Hi, this is Mary, and I have a bone to pick with Alex.
Well, surprise, surprise. All right, what's up, Mary? What do you got? What's on your plate?
So I heard she's dating this Egyptian guy.
Well, yeah, she has been, what now, 6 months, 7 months?
A little over 7 months.
Wow, that's a long time there. So what's your problem with this?
She is done having her fun. I think this whole entire thing is entirely unfair. Binta visa.
I'm sorry, what?
Did she say visa? It's everywhere you want to be. You know, what's wrong with the Egyptian and Alex?
Well, that's exactly the problem. It's the Egyptian and Alex. He's Egyptian. Let him date another Egyptian girl. I'm a nice Egyptian girl.
Oh, you're Egyptian and you're mad that I'm not Egyptian? I'm white. That's what you're mad about?
Mm-hmm. El Benet, El Bidol. Exactly.
Wait, I don't speak Egyptian. What did you just say?
This white girl just, she came in. There's not that many good-looking Egyptian guys.
You think I'm taking your spot? That you deserve to be dating my boyfriend more than I am just because you're the same ethnicity as him?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Come on. I don't, yeah, what are you speaking?
That's exactly the problem. He deserves to be with someone who speaks the same language, who understands the culture, who just gets it.
Dude, listen, here's the thing. My boyfriend, who, yes, happens to be Egyptian, is like the whitest guy I know. He doesn't know how to speak a lick of Arabic. His parents speak fluent Arabic, and he has no idea what they're saying.
Hold on a second. Listen. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not like, this is America. You speak English. You can speak whatever you want, but you got to tell me what the hell you're saying in Arabic, because you can't swear.
I feel like she's just roasting me.
It's just not right. It's just not right. And everyone knows that. There is not that many good-looking Egyptian guys. And he is a good-looking Egyptian guy. And that is just unreasonable for the rest of us.
Well, is he a good-looking Egyptian guy?
Yes, he is. Extremely good-looking, Joe. Thank you very much. Here's the thing, Mary. I don't feel bad about this. There is no rule that says people of certain ethnicities or races or whatever can only date people of the same race. That's ridiculous. If he wanted to date an Egyptian girl, he'd be dating an Egyptian girl.
I mean, just tell him to call me when you're done having your fun.
Okay. Wow.
Dang, Mary's seen some of the Egyptian and mommy likey.
You know what? I think it's about time that he's with a nice Egyptian girl. I'm going to send him a DM on Instagram right now as we speak. His parents will be so much happier when he's with an Egyptian girl.
Oh, do they have a problem that you're a white girl, Alex? I mean, I know some people, they do have a problem with that. Like, not just Egyptian, but just in general.
No, not that I know of. They've been extremely welcoming and loving to me. They've never said anything.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Binta Abita.
I still don't know what that means, but cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Does Mary have a point, even though she's obviously a little upset about this, Alex being a white girl dating the Egyptian guy that she totally wants? But does she have a point that maybe Alex should kind of like back off and let the Egyptian girl have her Egyptian guy?
This is ridiculous.
But if you speak Arabic, God, I'm crossing my fingers hoping she didn't swear. Here's some audio. I guess she spoke some Arabic during that, and I think she was probably roasting you or insulting you. I hope she wasn't cussing. Can you tell us what she's saying when she said this?
Binta abita. El banat el bid dol. Taban. El bid mish bifhamu haga. Binta abita.
I'm dying to know. I need to know what she's saying.
Oh, I want to try something real quick. I want to try to reverse it. See what it sounds like. Hold on a second.
That's not gonna help. It's not a record.
Hold on.
Binta abita.
No.
El banat el bid dol.
Sounds the same.
Come on. El bid mish bifhamu haga. Binta abita.
Sounds the same.
I thought it'd be like, oh, she's a dumb.
833-JOE-ALEX. Our phone number is 833-JOE-ALEX. Producer Porkchop is answering your calls now.
Okay, let's get to one person right now. We got up on the phone. Emily on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about Mary?
About Mary, I think she had nothing better to do this morning. And I just wanted to pick on Alex. I'm kind of speechless. I am married to a Hispanic, and I'm white. And I've never had anybody comment to me like Mary did to Alex.
I know, right? I genuinely have no idea even what to say. I mean, so you agree then. She definitely is in the wrong here. It's not right to think that way, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I really think she just wanted airtime. I'm confused on
No, I don't get it. And honestly, she sounds like a person that would be like hateful back in the day in a Jerry Springer episode, but like, you're dating outside your race and I don't like that. Like, get with it. It's cool to love whoever the hell you love. It doesn't matter if they're the same race, religion, any of that stuff.
Yeah,
like, if they love you, they love you.
I'm so confused. If you are Arabic, I would love for you to call us, 833-JOE-ALEX especially, and tell us not only what she said, but, you know, what you think.
Okay, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Ashley calling in Houston today, listening to us on 92.1 Radio Now. Hey, Ashley, what do you think?
Hi, guys. I love your show, by the way. I've been listening to you guys since you became since she came out in Houston, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate you. That's one more day we get to keep our job.
Yeah, right? That's awesome. No, I just, from a different standpoint, I guess, I just think it's really, really rude for her to call in and say that Alex can't date him because she's white. And if the tables were turned, if Alex were calling in saying that the Egyptian girl couldn't date a white guy, it would be considered extremely racist and very rude.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, 100%.
I hate that. Well, I'm a white girl, and if my parents were telling me I couldn't date someone that was Egyptian because he wasn't white, it would be looked at as extremely racist and very rude, and I would probably be, you know, told that I was a bigot in this terrible person.
Right.
But then if it's the tables are turned, it's all okay and it's a big joke.
Yeah, you're preaching this morning.
Ashley.
I feel really bad for you, Alex.
Thank you.
You probably have a great relationship with him and I'm really happy for you guys. So, you know, screw her.
Boom. Ashley is all on that, Alex. Thank you so much, Ashley, for calling in and for listening. Tell your friends, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks, guys.
All right, cool. We have three listeners now in Houston. All right.
We have a tweet from Erin. She says, Mary, you're kind of being a jerk. Love is love. People of different backgrounds can be together. Kim said, quit being a sore loser, Mary. Back off Alex's man. Radio Rod said, didn't Alex's fella grow up here in America? I seem to remember that. The Egyptian Mary can't really judge Alex or her boyfriend for what they wish to do.
Yeah, it sounds like jealousy. Like, and obviously, she can't get a guy for whatever reason. Like, she sounds so hateful. Clint, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Well, what's your story?
So I'm African American and my girlfriend's Caucasian. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I actually had issues where I could date people because of their race. They're either their family member or someone else called us out and then we had to end the relationship. So for her to call in and think that it's okay to point out Alex's relationship because she's struggling trying to get a guy of any race, it's just, it's hard to hear.
I wish I knew what she had said to me. Well, I hope somebody calls us. 833-JOE-ALEX and translates.
I feel like someone's going to call in and let you know what they said. Because, I mean, the fact that she had nothing else better to do today except for call in and try to roast you about you and your guy is just pointless.
Yeah. Clint, hey, thanks for calling in. Oh, real quick, too. Porkchop put up there. Your girlfriend, fiance, she's a redhead, too?
Yeah, she is.
Wow, that is love right there.
What?
Yeah, we've actually been together for 7 years now, and we were on vacation in Florida this year, and I proposed to her, and she said yes.
Dude, congratulations, buddy. That's awesome. We love you, Clint. Thanks, man.
Right on.
All right, hey, Alex, your wish has now been granted.
Someone speaks Arabic?
So they say, Dina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Can you turn your radio down for me? You just talk to us on your phone. Cool.
Yes. Make sure you're off speakerphone.
Yeah, because this is important here. So you're not playing with us. You actually can speak Arabic or understand
it. I speak Arabic.
Okay,
yes.
No swearing. I'm going to play this audio for you, and I can do it a few times. Listen, and then we'll go back and see what it is. Here's like four different sayings.
Bint Abita. El banat el bid dol. Taban. El bid mish bifhamu haga. Bint Abita.
Okay, now let me just do one at a time. Tell me if you can tell what this is.
Bint Abita.
Do you know what that is?
Okay. Yes. Bint Abita means, so I'm going to translate it. It's not going to be word for word. It means dummy girl.
Dummy girl. Okay. Let me play the next one for you. This is great. Thank you so much, Dina. Here we go.
El banat el bid dol. Those white girls.
Okay. I thought it was butthole for a second right there.
Like, no.
No, listen to it right here. Tell me if you're picking it up.
El banat el bid dol.
At the very end? Okay.
That whole thing, this is just fascinating to me because I can't speak any other languages, unfortunately. But that sounds like, to me, a sentence, but that all that meant was just white girl?
It sounds like it.
It says those white girls.
Oh. Okay.
All right, listen to this. This one's really short.
El
Of course.
Okay. Good. I'm glad she hasn't sworn so far. Two more clips to see if we're in trouble. Listen to this one.
The whites don't understand anything.
Oh, that is kind of racist.
Oh, my God.
The whites don't understand anything?
I just have a question. She was directing this to you guys?
To Alex. She's mad at Alex. Yes, Alex is a white girl, and the Egyptian is her boyfriend, and he's actually his parents. They came from Egypt, right? He was born in America, but they immigrated to America from Egypt.
That's right.
And she's Egyptian. She says, at least. So.
She says that he should be dating an Egyptian girl and not me, and that I'm essentially taking up the spot of Egyptian girls to date him.
It is unfortunate that our culture still has this sort of mental discrimination going on. I mean, I'm Egyptian. My husband is African-American, and we have three beautiful children.
I was going to say, I bet you have the most gorgeous kids.
Thank you. We do, and it's just really disturbing the amount of discrimination that we face over the years, and it's saddening to understand that we're one culture. Egypt is a mix of so many different people from around the world over the time of or over the course of history, which is really disturbing to say, you know, she's white, she's not going to do anything. And that's not true.
Right,
whole family, I have a cousin who's married to a Syrian. I have a cousin who was married to a Caucasian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
Right. Okay, so tell us what this last thing says.
Well, I was going to say, I bet their family gatherings are some pretty good-ass food.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
All right, so we have one more clip from her in Arabic.
Yeah, then we'll wrap it up. Here it is. Listen to this clip, and please let us know what it says. If it swears, we're in trouble. Oops, sorry, I hit the wrong button again. Fat fingers over here. Here it is.
Bint Abita.
It's just called dumb girl. She's just saying, you dumb girl.
I knew she was just insulting me.
So, you're listening to the Joe and...
Binta Abita
show.
She does not speak for everyone. I apologize.
No, it's okay. We love you, too. And there's dumb people. You should love everybody and give everybody a hug. Matter of fact, don't even tell somebody. Just go up to them and hug them today. Like, I love you. Don't even tell them. If you couldn't get through because the phones are blowing up right now, please let us know on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. And share this podcast with people, too. I think there's a lot to learn from this. We'll put it up soon at joeandalexshow.com.